News. I'm Laura Winters.
The Georgia primary is this Tuesday, March 12th, and Georgia could be the state that puts us... Look, if we win Georgia, we're going to win the election. Let me put it that way, okay? We have to win.
New this Sunday, dueling political rallies in a key battleground state, Georgia. Former President Trump in the town of Rome in the northern part of the state Saturday night. President Biden speaking in Atlanta.
Americans pay more for prescription drugs than anywhere else in the world. It's wrong, but I'm ending it.
A pro-Palestinian protester interrupting Biden's speech and was promptly removed by security. The latest Fox News power rankings have the state of Georgia leaning red this election cycle. Now, prior to his campaign event, Trump meeting with the parents of Lakin Riley. Police say the 22-year-old Georgia nursing student was brutally assaulted and killed by an illegal alien from Venezuela, the attack and murder happening in Athens, Georgia.
He was an illegal immigrant. He was an illegal migrant. And he shouldn't have been in our country, and he never would have been under the Trump policy.
President Biden used the term illegal during his State of the Union address Thursday night, and then walks the word back during a sit-down interview with MSNBC, saying he should have used the word undocumented when referring to the illegal alien from Venezuela. And the Oscar goes to... The Academy Awards being handed out to the biggest names in Hollywood. The stars will take to the red carpet for the 96th awards ceremony in L.A. And a reminder to set your clocks ahead an hour, the time change springing forward, taking place at 2 a.m. Sunday. We fall back in November. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Find machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
What is still unclear this Sunday, will President Biden agree to debate former President Trump ahead of the November election? Reporters asking the president this key question prior to boarding Air Force One to Philadelphia on Friday. Here's his answer.
It depends on his behavior.
And Vice President Kamala Harris weighing in on whether Biden should debate Trump.
We'll get to that at some point and we'll deal with that.
In other news, President Biden says he is still hoping to have a ceasefire in place in the Middle East prior to the start of Ramadan. Biden says his CIA director is conducting last-minute talks in Israel. The Muslim holiday starts Sunday night.
So I want to see a ceasefire, and I'm starting with a major, major exchange of prisoners for a six-week period. We're going into Ramadan. It should be nothing happening, and we should build off of that ceasefire.
Israeli and U.S. hostages still being held by Hamas terrorists since the attack on October 7th.
29-year-old Cole Brower grew up on Long Island.
And she hopes to be an inspiration to women around the world. USA's Ryan Daniels on the first woman to sail solo all the way around the globe. Here's his report.
Now, she's a global solo challenge champion, sailing into Spain early Thursday after a 30,000-mile adventure. She was forced to sail through hurricane-force winds and 30-foot-high waves at certain points.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.